Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your chance to hear from Paul Clement, Carlo Ancelotti's former assistant manager at Real Madrid, who revealed to us how Cristiano Ronaldo helped calm him down in the tunnel before the 2014 Champions League final in Lisbon against Atleti. It ended well, but Paul tells us the strange way in which the evening began.
You know, Carlo's idea initially when he arrived was to play Ronaldo as a striker. Now, whether that be, you know, through the middle on his own, or whether that be in partnership with Benzema, that was his idea, that he wanted him to play closer to the goal, he wanted to have less responsibility defensively. So, you know, early in the games, both in pre-season and I believe going into the start of the season as well, Cristiano played quite an advanced position. And he actually came and spoke to the coach about that he didn't feel overly comfortable playing in that position. You know, his upbringing as a player and through his time at Sporting and then at Manchester United was to play off the left. And from that position, you know, drive with the ball, come inside, was able to go down the left, was able to arrive at the back post from crossing positions from the right-hand side. And Carlo made the decision, you know, right then that he wanted, you know, arguably the best player in the world to play where he was comfortable, you know, and he wasn't going to make him play where he thought he would be better. He wanted the player to play where he was comfortable.
What is going to a Champions League final like? What was it like then? Arriving the night before, arriving in Lisbon, can you break that process down up to kickoff? As far as you can remember it.
Yeah, I'm almost certain I'm right in saying that we went two nights ahead for this game. So we trained at Valdebebas 2 days before the game, and then we headed out to Lisbon. Normally we would always be there just the day before, training the stadium, and then but we went that night. So we got there 2 days before, in the evening, dinner, beds. Next morning it was up, so now we're the day before the game. Myself, Carlo, Zizou, we reviewed some video of Atletico. We start to build about what we're going to do with our final presentation stuff with the players. We never changed the warm-up once during the whole season. They knew exactly what to do. They knew the prep. Back into the dressing room, and there was recently, I saw it about a year after the final, actually. They showed a fly on the wall documentary of what it was like building up to that, and there was the camera in the dressing room, and that was nice to see, you know, what it was like. You could see the people.
Were you aware of it at the time? I know you knew it.
Totally unaware of it at the time. Yeah. But then when I saw it back, it was like you could see the anxiety in the dressing room and people wishing each other all the best. And then I have a really memorable moment about when we went out into the tunnel. The tunnel at Lisbon is quite short. So you pretty much only had enough space for the two 1 to 11s to line up. And then there's the wall. But there was just enough space for me to be like the 12th man. right at the end of the line, because I wanted to see out onto the field what was happening. And it was the end of the ceremony, and you could see the act going on the pitch, all the colours. You could just about work out that the Rail fans were to this side. You could see the white, and then just there through the doorway, the red and white of Atletico, and then the trophy was sitting on the podium. And it was a real, like, hair on the back of your moment situation I was in. And I was standing right behind Cristiano, and without even realising it, it kind of took my breath.
Yeah.
And I went like that, and he just turned and looked over his shoulder and went, "Paul, don't worry." Like that. And I thought, really, I'm not even playing. I'm not even playing. And he's telling me not to worry.
He's hereby got my Ballon d'Or vote next season. That is class, so
that
man.
Was brilliant.
That is wonderful.
It's a great moment. I'll never forget that.
I often, when I talk about, I don't know him, but when you interview him or listen to him, he's actually really witty, intelligent, admirable in just about every way. And he gets a terrible press because he's demonstrative and he cares and he's got the pin, he'll show it. I love that. Mm. So did you take his advice?
I tried, but after they scored and went ahead, it was difficult.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.